This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
A United Airlines flight from Germany was forced to return to the airport after the toilet broke and leaked into the cabin. Though it's the perfect punishment for people who take their shoes off on planes.
Black & Decker has recalled 2 million steamers because they can expel spray or leak hot water during use. So be careful, your steamers might be... steamers.
Iowa's Final Four game against UConn was the most watched women's college basketball game ever, with 14.2 million viewers, beating the previous record by 14.2 million viewers.
Some entertainment news that was just announced that Toy Story 5 is coming out in 2026. You can tell Andy's getting a little old because he spends the whole movie turning his toys into bongs.
This is the Jeff and Jen Morning Show on Q102.
Okay, weather-wise, starting off with clouds. Ethan is saying some filtered sun around eclipse time.
A little filter.
With a little luck.
Okay.
You should have some decent viewing.
All right, fingers crossed. Yeah. Yep.
High of 74 today, right now 53 at Q102.
Who is The Rock voting for president? Is The Rock still the number one most popular celebrity? I think he is. Isn't he the one that everybody loves the most? Well, in 2020, he endorsed Joe Biden. This year, he is endorsing nobody.
Oh.
Because he doesn't like how his 2020 endorsement divided people. He said, that got me. I didn't realize that then. I just felt like there was a lot of unrest and I'd like things to calm down. He adds, my goal is to bring this country together. I believe in that. At this level of influence, I will keep my politics to myself. And he still claims he's not interested in running for president. He said, no, that's not my intention. I'm not a politician. I thought maybe he was endorsing no one because he doesn't like anybody. But it sounds more like...
Well, that's how I feel.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to...
Right. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, though. I mean, they floated his name out there as a possible candidate.
Yeah, they're always floating.
You know, they do like those test polls to see how people would respond. And a lot of people like him.
There was a day when a lot of people liked Oprah, but I'm not so sure that's the case anymore. I don't think that as many.
No, I think her popularity has waned a little.
Yeah.
Still pretty popular, but
I don't think probably not on the level. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's the diet thing.
Yeah.
You know, first you said this, but then you did that.
And then
you say one thing and you do another.
Flip-flopping. She's a perfect politician.
Yeah. I mean, you're allowed to change your mind and all, but I think people, they want their politicians digging their heels, doubling down.
Well, doing what they promised they'd do.
Jimmy Kimmel's son, Billy, I guess, goes to kindergarten with Kristen Dunst's son, Ennis.
Ennis.
And I guess they recently got into a fight. Doesn't sound like it was physical last week, but on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy and Kirsten, did I say Kristen Dunst? Kirsten Dunst.
Mm-hmm.
That's her name. And Kirsten Dunst was on Jimmy's show, and Jimmy and Kirsten revealed that the boys got into it, I guess, over a chair. And the funny thing is, each kid told their parents that the other kid stole his chair.
Who started it? Gotcha.
Yeah, and Jimmy joked that neither of their sons were exactly reliable sources.
How old are the boys? At kindergarten? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Five, so they're five, okay.
He added, there was a displacement there, and then they both cried. But Kirsten said, quote, they're a very sweet group of boys, and for the most part, they get along very well.
Mm, that's funny.
Well, they got to work it out, these things.
I know. That's hilarious.
Isn't that great?
All right, Nicola Coughlin. She plays Penelope Featherington on Bridgerton. Either one of you guys watch Bridgerton?
I watched a little of the first
season. I saw the first season, and I think I saw her on Andy Cohen's show. What's that show? You know, where they get drunk and reveal whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That show.
That one.
She's like a big fan of the Real House, or no, the Vanderpump Rules franchise.
Watch What Happens Live.
Watch What Happens Live.
Is she the fun sister, Penelope?
I don't want to give away who she really is.
The second season was built around her, right? Am I thinking of the right person?
No, the third season. Penelope Featherington is the one that everybody's rooting for because she's the chubby one.
Yeah.
And she's so, all the women that are carrying around an extra pound or two want her to land one of these hot men from the big important family on the show.
And they implied who she was near the end of the first season.
Right. Correct. And so she has been in love with this guy since the very beginning and everybody knew it except him. And I don't recall. I mean, I feel like it's been forever. I think she did reveal to him how she felt about him. Or has that not happened yet? And that was just in a preview. I don't know. Once I found out the third season was about her, I went and read the book. So now I'm not sure what I know from the book and what I know from the show. So I'm not going to talk about the plot at all because I don't want to ruin anything. Okay, so season three is her season. And, so she's going to find love. Everybody knows they're going to get together. That's just how it works. But what they have to do is they have to make a PG cut of the show that her family can watch. It is written in her contract. She said, it's literally in my contract. People think I'm like saying this as a joke. I just don't want to. I grew up Irish Catholic. That's just not how we vibe.
Meaning what? Like, are we talking the possibility of a sex scene?
Oh, we know there's sex scenes. That's been revealed.
Okay.
That's
true. There was something. I remember something racy from the first season.
Because people are like, yeah, there have been a ton of interviews with the actors talking about, you know, what that was like to do these.
Which is funny because that show kind of goes like from goody goody to wow.
So, well, what goes on behind closed doors? It may be all goody goody on the, you know, the front side, but the back side.
So her contract specifically stipulates that
they have to shoot a PG version.
A PG version of it.
Yep. So all of the
scenes, it's pivotal.
Well, it's all very pivotal.
Oh.
But I imagine that they have, you know, just a very, they cut out the really.
What if they say, Penelope, this scene is pivotal to pivotal. Your character.
Well, the PG version
is the sex
is
scene
just,
is pivotal to your
well,
character's development.
The PG
development.
Version is just for her family to see.
Oh.
It doesn't air.
I got you. I understood now. I was confused.
No, they do it. It's all going to be raw and steamy.
She just wants a separate copy.
Yes, her parents aren't going to watch that version.
That's so funny.
So it's in her contract that they have to shoot a second version that is PG that her family can watch.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I didn't know Netflix offered that.
Netflix isn't going to offer that.
So what is she
going to
send them a DVD?
Yes, she sends them a DVD. Yes.
Don't watch it on Netflix.
Here, watch this one.
Watch it on this copy. Yes.
This is your version. So Bridgerton season three is going to air in two parts. The first premieres May 16th and the second on June 13th.
Wow.
So there you go.
People
are waiting for
high
that.
High maintenance that way.
I know. It's pretty funny, though.
All right. Taylor Swift, you can take a break. It's time for Beyonce to show you how much influence she has at the moment. Beyonce's new track with Post Malone, Levi's Jeans, actually boosted Levi Strauss's stock price. And it was a pretty significant bump. It was a 20% bump.
Wow.
Yeah, the CEO of the company was prompted to say something. He says, you know, we place a lot of emphasis and investment in making sure that Levi's brand remains at the center of culture. And I don't think there's any better evidence or proof point than having someone like Beyonce, who is a culture shaper,
yeah,
actually name a song after us.
Very cool.
Can we get her to name a song after us? Is that easy to do?
No? I'm sure she'd do it for, you know, $20 or $30 million.
She's been in town. All she's got to do is flip on the radio.
Why not? So Megan Thee Stallion is putting her title of best booty on Instagram on the line with a twerking challenge for fans. She posted a video doing her booty shaking thing and said, quote, IG after dark, LOL, and nobody better not challenge me because this is the best ass on IG. Or if you think so, tag me in your video, stream wannabe.
Oh.
Wannabe is Glorilla's new song with Megan. It came out on Friday.
Mm.
And of course, you know, her post contains profanity, so heads up before the kids go there. But yeah, so if you're a twerker, Megan is looking for you.
Megan's looking for you. I figured, you know, Tim may appreciate this. CJ Snare, the lead singer of Firehouse, passed away on Friday.
That. Man, that guy really? Can sing.
Yeah, he sure could, man. Yeah, the first Firehouse album was self-titled and released in 1990. Song. Anyway, that album was just remastered this year, but CJ Snare, the lead singer, passed away on Friday. Aww. He was 64. He had a long battle with colon cancer. His daughter, Heather, said that the official cause of death was cardiac arrest, but those are a couple of examples of his best songs with Firehouse.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
John.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
Good. Got your headlines here. You picked the real one. You're going to go see the Finding Nemo Jr. from Disney being performed by the Children's Theater of Cincinnati, April 20th through the 28th at the Taft. So, this is a tough one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Is the real one A, a thief stole $200 from a baseball team swear jar? Is it B, woman steals $150 from 12-year-old selling Girl Scout cookies? Or C, guy arrested for breaking into homes and stealing kids' piggy banks?
Let's go with C.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not C. It's A, the baseball team swear jar. Those kids must swear a lot if there were $200 in there. Jeez, what are they charging them per swear?
I don't know. Maybe a buck a swear. $5 to swear? Buck a swear? I don't know.
I don't know. What is the going rate for swears these days?
I don't know. Feel free to let us know. 34-year-old man from Pennsylvania named Kyle Good was just arrested for stealing from the Lancaster Stormers back in 2021. The Stormers, then known as the Barnstormers, play at Clipper Magazine Stadium in Lancaster.
Okay.
And they reported multiple items missing, including a digital projector, an Alexa smart speaker, the team manager's Bluetooth speaker, and around $200 from the team swear jar.
Wow.
Thief also snagged the team CFO's credit card and attempted to make multiple charges. But all of them were declined except for a $26 cab ride. He got away with that. Wasn't hard to pin it on Kyle. He worked for the team at the time and there's security footage of him taking the items.
Mm. Jeez.
Humans.
That always boggles my mind. I could see, like, if you'd never set foot in a place.
Right.
You know, you're not really looking around for cameras or looking that closely, but you worked there.
Yeah.
He was originally charged back in 2022, but he's apparently spent the last 2 years on the run. He was finally arrested last week in New York and is being extradited to Lancaster.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Nice to see justice will finally be served.
Justice will be served.
That's right. All right, 16 after 7, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. What color should you wear for the eclipse today?
Oh, wardrobe planning. Hadn't even thought about it.
Yes. Also, the top 9 places in the tri-state to see it. It is Monday, the 8th of April, 2024. We are Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, all right. So, the eclipse is finally here. It happens today. It's spanning multiple states with our area of maximum totality between 308 and 310, it looks like.
Okay.
The partial eclipse then continues through 424 this afternoon. But no matter where you plan to view the eclipse, thousands are expected to flood the tri-state. And here are the 9 top places to view it.
Okay.
If you can get there. Oxford, it's home to Miami University, and that's also the host of the Total Eclipse of the Parks event.
Yeah, they're having they're shutting down the city. They're going to have like food trucks and music playing and all sorts of stuff happening throughout Oxford. And I think Hamilton is doing something very similar along the river there. They have that Dora District.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have different stuff going on in Hamilton as well, which is, you know, that's fairly close for us to get to.
Right.
Sure.
Or Ross, if you happen to live like Fritz does, although Fritz left town, so she's going to miss it.
Yeah.
So Oxford, Hamilton, Ross, Metamora, Indiana. Let's see. They're hosting Dark Side of the Moon Festival at Gateway Park. You mentioned Pink Floyd earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have live music, food, and more during the eclipse event. Batesville, Indiana. Another good option.
Mm-hmm.
Just off I-74.
So, I mean, if we're not in those places, we're still close enough to the path of totality that we're going to be, it's going to be mostly, I mean, it may not be total,
this is
but
a quote,
it's going to be.
This is a quote from a scientist that was interviewed in the paper this morning about Cincinnati. They said, here in Cincinnati, we'll have 98% to 99% of the sun blocked by the moon. They say that compared to 100, though, the people that are like really in the spot.
Yeah.
They'll see like this dazzling big thing. We won't.
Hmm.
But we will see it get dark. We will see it get chillier for those minutes.
Well, what is the what's the dazzle exactly?
Well,
is
it when it goes in front of, when the moon goes in front of the sun, and you'll see
that. Visual's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Connersville, Indiana. Let's see. They're one of the closest towns to the center of totality and where it will last the longest.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours, 45 seconds, whatever that's worth.
Mm-hmm.
College Corner, Ohio.
Okay.
What else? Brookville, Indiana. And Dayton.
It was interesting. We went to Michigan this weekend to do some family stuff. And on the way there, and mostly yesterday coming back, everywhere between Toledo and Dayton along I-75, they had like those, you know, the signs that normally would say like left lane closed ahead.
Yeah.
They had one of those every 10 miles just flashing. Do not park on the freeway. Do not park on exit ramps.
Uh-huh.
They had cops everywhere. They had.
Yeah, I was wondering how Governor DeWine is going to enforce that.
Like the U-turns in the middle of the highway that you're not supposed to use.
Right.
Right.
Those were sort of blocked off. They had different porta potties set around. It was interesting. We drove past Wapakoneta, which is where that space museum is.
Uh-huh.
Is it John Glenn that's from there? Some astronauts from there. That's why that museum's there. But they had, you could tell they are going to have a whole full day of activities today.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
It's an event.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about how it's going to affect animals. They've done a lot of studies since the last one in 2017 when we had an eclipse at some of the zoos in America. You know, we again, I think we were partial, but it was still pretty cool nevertheless.
Right.
I went outside and witnessed it. And
sure.
Even though I was in the path of totality, I thought it was pretty wild. I did not notice my cats affected at all.
No.
No. So I'm doubting Gracie. But then again, I was outside, so yeah. I wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know. I'll keep an eye on things.
But for those who were observing and paying close attention in 2017, Stephen Green, who's the director of Lubbock Animal Services, observed that some of them went into their nighttime behaviors as if they're like getting ready for bed. He said cats and dogs have gotten so accustomed to artificial light that living in homes, they're actually not as affected as, say, wildlife would be.
Right.
You could see a little more of those nocturnal animals in your neighborhood. I would just be extra vigilant and keep those animals in a safe area. If they're cats or dogs, try to keep them in the house, especially if you live in a rural area.
What if the coyotes may all come out?
You start
I'm like,
wandering,
oh, God, if I got coyotes running around in my backyard at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, that was a short sleep.
Yeah.
So if you have any animals that live outside, definitely keep an eye on them. If you have horses or cattle, maybe make sure they're not rampaging or running through the fences, and just kind of keep all your fences and gates secure. Yeah. And then Green adds that animals don't need any special eclipse glasses because they're not like us. They're not looking up at the sun. Like that.
Well, I'll keep an eye. You know, I've got 9 cats and Merle and a new addition.
Is this a big announcement?
What?
Uh-huh.
Oh, did you get the puppy?
I got a puppy.
No kidding.
I got a puppy.
Oh, my God. So you have 9 cats and now 2 dogs.
I do. And she is the cutest little thing I have ever seen. She's a little Bichapoo, so she's Bichon poodle mix.
Yeah.
And so she is, I don't know, maybe 3-4 pounds. She'll be 9 to 12 pounds when she's full grown.
Oh, really?
And I mean, she's smaller than all the cats.
You keep saying she. So does she have a name?
Abilene.
Abilene? Does she get along with Maybelline?
Abilene.
Does she get along with Maybelline?
She's getting along with everybody. Everybody likes her. Everybody is being so good and so sweet with her.
Oh,
it is just,
that's nice.
It is precious.
Yeah. Well, she's in the cute phase, right?
Well, I think she's going to be cute for a very long time. Yeah. She's one of those.
You got Maybelline. You got Abilene.
Bernice.
You don't have to... Filene, Colleen, Eileen.
I got them all. But yeah, this has to be the end. But see?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's very cute. Is that the box she comes in?
I don't know.
How big will she get?
9 to 12 pounds.
Okay.
So she's little.
She'll stay small.
She's little and she's
super cute,
very
though.
Upset right now because she does not like being in a crate. So she's crying and squealing and probably having a fit. So
they always start off that way.
I know.
And then when you start opening it, then they go back inside. Next thing you know, they're like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Right. My little home.
I know.
Cincinnati Zoo officials say they're not expecting any big reactions from their animals. Here in Cincinnati, they said animals' eyes should be safe again during the eclipse because they are not known
to look
directly into the sun either. Yeah. So there you go.
Interesting.
So you'll be at home supervising all 9 cats and 2 dogs during this.
Making sure that everything, we'll see what kind of reaction they have.
Yeah.
I can't believe you.
If you want to.
I mean, I can. This is not shocking in any way.
Come on. But yeah, just come walk in my house and you'll be like, what is happening? They're everywhere.
This eclipse is so rare, it won't happen again here for 20 years. But there are some people who really couldn't care less. They asked more than 35,000 people if they were hoping to see the total eclipse, and 26% of people said absolutely. In fact, we've made special plans to witness it.
Mm-hmm.
Another 27% said, they'll probably catch it. They don't have any specific plans in place, but they'll probably, if they have an opportunity, pop outside,
mm-hmm.
try to catch some of it. Another 18% said, unfortunately, they're going to miss it. They wish they could witness it, but for whatever reason or whatever they have going on, they won't be able to watch it. And then there is a smaller percentage, 14% of people who said they have no plan to see it and are not interested at all, even if it was passing directly over their home. And it's mostly older folks in that category. Well, yeah. they've seen a few, probably.
Yeah.
So younger people are way more interested in checking it out than older folks.
So my mom is stoked. Her and her brother, my Uncle Bob and my mom, they're probably already in the car. They were leaving early this morning from Detroit to drive south somewhere into Ohio.
Oh, yeah?
To see it all.
Check it all out.
So full report later.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Was there one when you were a kid? Because I imagine your mother would have driven you to it.
We went and saw a lot of space stuff. I couldn't tell you exactly. We did a lot. She was a teacher, so we did a lot
So you traveled and learned.
Yes.
Yeah, my mother-in-law was saying, she came across an article somewhere that was talking about, I don't even know where this came from, but she said, honest to God, I came across an article that said preparing emotionally and psychologically for the eclipse.
Oh, really?
Now, you know, my mother-in-law is 79 years old, mm-hmm. so she's seen one or two. She says, I can say with certainty, it's going to be okay.
Everybody's going to be all right.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on Gracie and see how she deals with it psychologically. I think you'll be all right.
My friend Meg said she drove a few hours for the one, whatever it was, 2017, and she said it was life-changing because, you know, you think you have an idea of what the world is, and then you're staring at this thing in this moment.
Makes you feel very small.
Wow, I'm just a grain of sand in this whole big thing. Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But this will arc from Texas around Indiana and Ohio and then up to Maine. But a partial eclipse will happen throughout the continental U.S. along with most of Mexico and Canada. So it's not just us that'll get to enjoy it. I think that crosses into South Texas at 1:27. Well, that's 2:27 p.m. our time, and will end in Maine about an hour later at 3:35. That's how quickly it'll travel from here to there. The biggest storyline this weekend, of course, was the cloud cover, the potential cloud cover we'd have here in the tri-state. I'm looking outside. Do you see any clouds right now?
No, pretty clear. Pretty clear here.
Let's hope it stays that way because we started out with clouds and we were expecting some filtered sun. But most of the country is going to need to wait until 2045 for the next one. Yeah, I guess a handful of people will get to brag about seeing the eclipse from 30,000 feet up. Delta apparently scheduled a flight from Austin to Detroit that aligns with the path of totality. And the last few seats sold for more than $1,100 one way. See, this is the kind of stuff that I would love doing if I didn't have to go to work every day.
Yeah.
Like, who has that kind of time?
Right.
Wouldn't that be great?
It'd be kind
of
fun.
You just say, I'm just not going to come in.
Yeah. I'm going to do this instead.
Yeah, this seems dumb, but it's not. Somebody asked the question, could the eclipse disrupt cell service? Not the eclipse itself, but an influx of tourists along the path of totality could overwhelm cell towers in some spots.
Hmm.
I was reading, too, that Taylor Swift, the money that she brought in economically because of her tour was $5.7 billion.
Okay.
With, you know, just stimulating things in the different cities that she went to and whatnot. Super Bowl brings in $1.3 billion, and they expect this eclipse today to be over $6 billion infused into the U.S. economy because people are vacationing. They're making a whole thing out of it. I mean, we've all seen that Airbnb map of every Airbnb's booked between Texas and Maine. It's interesting. I didn't think it would be that big of a deal, but like that Delta flight you were talking about, that special thing, tickets to viewing parties.
I mean, I don't personally know anybody that's super passionate about this, super into it. I mean, you've got your mom.
My mom, but my friend Meg, she's driving up to her friend's house in Quincy, which is northeast of Springfield, which is in the 100% zone.
Oh, wow.
And they are going to smoke meat all day, get drunk, watch it, wait till traffic's over, and then drive home like at 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, wow.
I tell you what, I just thought of something in light of my mother-in-law's sarcastic joking about, you know, our emotional well-being during the eclipse. It just occurred to me when it hit, it was hitting, you know, different parts of the country. So
yeah.
I went back inside and I forget where Miguel Almaguer, NBC
Miguel,
News.
Of course. Where has he been? I haven't seen him in a while.
He may have moved on, but he was out at some location and he started crying. He was so just overwhelmed with emotion and how awe-inspiring it was for him. He obviously really, you know, was profoundly moved by it, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. I guess some people will have that
reaction.
I saw it in, not to give away my age, but I remember as a kid watching it in 1979 and just thinking, wow, I mean, this is really cool. Like, I didn't really get it leading up, but then when I actually saw it, I'm like, okay, I can see why everybody's making such a big deal of it.
How many have there been in the last 100 years? Do we know the years? I mean, how many have we had in our lifetimes? We had the 2017 one. You had the other one when you were a kid. Is that the only two, or have there been more than that?
That I can remember, yeah.
That's it.
In our lifetime. But supposedly, you know, this is the good one. This is the big one. Whatever that means.
This is the big one.
Yeah, conspiracy theorists have been telling people that, you know, being told not to look at the sun is just the government's way of controlling you. And that you should do the opposite. They said you should just stare at the eclipse with no eye protection.
Probably not a good idea.
I would not advise that.
No.
Yeah, NASA felt the need to debunk a myth that you can't eat during an eclipse. The idea is that somehow the eclipse poisons food because the radiation from the sun is different. It's not true. But somebody put that out there.
Mm.
In other food news, a few restaurant chains have eclipse deals today. Burger King has buy one, get one Whoppers. I have no idea what that has to do with the eclipse, but okay.
Well, it's a Whopper. This eclipse is a Whopper.
Oh.
It's the big one. It's a Whopper.
That's right.
Well, that's not a bad deal.
No.
It's pretty good.
Chili's has a free appetizer deal. This is funny. Pizza Hut has a $12 pizza deal called Total Eclipse of the Hut. Everybody's cashing in, man.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. That's funny.
And I guess there are good and bad colors to wear during an eclipse.
Okay. Why? What are they and why?
Well, I guess red and green stand out in low lighting and look best in photos. Black, white, gray, and brown, I guess, are not as eye-catching. Those are the worst colors to wear.
Okay.
If that's what you're concerned with.
You know. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
So, I don't know. I can't think. Have we covered everything there is to know? I'm trying to think. Have
Probably
we missed
not.
Anything?
The only
I'm
thing
sure
I would add
more.
Is I saw an article that said NASA is reminding people not to take photos of it with your phone. It can really mess up your lenses. And unless
is there any point?
Unless you have some sort of filter that you've added on to your phone.
Hmm.
Other than that, I think you've done it all, Jeff.
Somewhere, I have a photo that I took of a selfie with me with the eclipse kind of behind me that came out kind of cool. When was that? In 2017?
Yeah. Also, this afternoon, thought of another thing. Around 2:50, right here on Q102, we have curated the perfect eclipse playlist. It will go from 2:50 to 3:20. It's about a half hour long. It will change. The music will change as the eclipse changes, and you'll win a $500 gift card from Kroger.
Oh, wow.
Nice. So that's cool.
2:50, cool. All the info, WKRQ.com.
Okay.
But it will be commercial free through that.
Is it Dark Side of the Moon? Will we be playing Pink Floyd?
I have only a couple songs that I know about that are on there. They've been tweaking it for the last couple weeks.
So. Okay. So a lot of time and effort. We're not just slapping on a bunch of songs. It's going to be kind of like our very cool Halloween mix that we do.
A lot of resources went into this.
Okay.
All right, in other news that didn't make the news, there's a new study out on dating apps that claims men are making a huge mistake on their dating profile.
Okay.
They're talking about sports too much.
Oh, God.
And now, there's nothing wrong with listing hobbies or interests like playing or watching sports or even sharing sports-related anecdotes on dates if that's what you're interested in. It's all good. But the point they're making is just if you're trying to stand out to a potential partner, you really need to include a diverse set of hobbies and interests, including ones that might appeal to someone else, another person besides you, or something that you'd like to do with that other person.
Okay.
Because according to the data, the top five interests for men on Tinder are football or soccer, sports, lifting weights, bars, and then comedy.
God. What are you going to do?
Meanwhile, the top five interests for women are travel, music, movies, coffee, and walking.
Okay.
Yeah, only 4% of women mention football compared to 23% of men. Now, the results may seem a little sexist, but these are apparently based on actual profiles. So it's a fact that male singles are more obsessed with sports and female singles are more intrigued by the arts and long walks on the beach.
It's not a huge shocker.
Yeah. You or someone you know may be an exception to the rule.
Right.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
But the area where there's the most overlap is fitness and workouts.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah.
And those are definitely areas that you want to find somebody else that's kind of on the same page as you.
Right. And this is just another reminder that the more varied your interests are, the more chances you have to connect with someone.
Yeah.
Even if that's including hobbies that maybe it's not a hobby for you, but it's a hobby you want to try or something that you'd like to learn more about.
Yep.
By the way, before we left here, shortly after our show ended on Friday, there was a 4.8 magnitude earthquake.
That was crazy.
In New Jersey that rattled much of New York City.
Yeah.
And, well, they could feel it from Pennsylvania all the way up the East Coast, evidently. 33-year-old Justin Allen lives in Horsham, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia.
Okay.
And it's about 40 miles from the epicenter in New Jersey. And earthquakes are very rare there anyway, especially one of that magnitude. It's not enough to cause any damage, but they could feel it, nevertheless. Yeah. And he happened to be in the middle of a vasectomy.
Could you imagine? When it hit. Were they in the middle of the insertion of the knife at that point? Or there is a knife involved in that, isn't there?
You're asking the wrong. I've never had one.
You've never looked into it.
I would assume, yes.
No, he was halfway through the 20-minute surgery when the whole room started to shake. Now, he was awake for the procedure, which I guess is normal. He thought maybe a train went by until his doctor said, "Is that an earthquake?"
Oh, God.
And Justin thought he was just joking at first to try to lighten the mood.
Right.
The doctor was like, no, serious. Like, was that?
Really?
So did it affect the procedure would be my question. It looks like Justin might never have kids again because the surgery was a success. They got back to it a few minutes later and everything went fine. He's already got two kids, by the way.
Wow.
But he tweeted about it as soon as they gave him his phone back. In all caps, he wrote, "An effing earthquake happened right in the middle of my vasectomy." That's a story to tell.
That is funny.
He says his surgeon and everyone else in the room agreed that they would never forget where they were.
Oh, yeah.
When that earthquake hit. Isn't that funny?
That is memorable for sure.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
That's crazy.
He's lucky.
Yeah.
I wonder if there were other people having surgeries that weren't so lucky.
Oh,
you
God.
Would think. You know?
Yeah. Can you imagine doing some
like heart surgery or brain surgery?
Something and, really intricate oh, that you God. Cannot screw up by a millimeter.
Right.
Jeez. Yeah.
Oh, scary.
One slip of the knife.
Yep.
Yeesh.
Yep.
Sorry, I keep coming back to eclipse. I keep coming across all this eclipse stuff.
That's what everybody's talking. I mean, that is the number one topic of the day. There's just so many different things that you can talk about surrounding this huge event. Is John Matarese talking about that today? Is he talking about the eclipse?
He will be. It's funny that you mentioned. He just literally walked off the elevator. Yeah, 9 News consumer reporter John Matarese, who is walking into the studio as we speak. Is going to fill us in on what to do if we still don't have eclipse glasses. It's funny because I mentioned my in-laws, my mother and father-in-law stocked up on a bunch of, I didn't know this, during the last eclipse. And they had a few, you know, they were passing them out to the grandkids and stuff. And I guess they had some left over. So we got glasses.
Great. You got them.
But what do you do if you still don't have eclipse glasses?
Yeah, a lot of people still don't have them. You know, you heard about it and you're like, I'll get them. And then you don't have them. The thing to do this morning is I would check around. I would call around. We've had Ace Hardware stores that have had them. We've had Lowe's that have had them. People don't think of going to Lowe's Home Improvement for eclipse glasses, but they've had them. Some Kroger's have had them. So it's worth checking around if you can call a store, just looking around and seeing who may still have them. Museums, the Cincinnati Museum Center has had them. They may still have some. Great parks of Hamilton County. A lot of people will be going there. So you might want to check with them and say, do any of the parks still have eclipse glasses? Now, the observatory in Mount Lookout, that place will be busy. They do have eclipse glasses, but to get them, you have to join the observatory as a member. So you have to sign up for a membership there.
Hey, why not be a member of the
Why not? That's the coolest place. Yeah. If you've ever seen the eclipse, the observatory there with the big telescopes.
I've never been in there.
That is, it's an awesome place. So that's one place to check. Obviously, it's too late to order online. So, you know, you're going to have to just check various stores. Now, here's the thing. If you don't have the glasses, well, you can just borrow them from a friend. The eclipse can go on for 3 minutes. You can still do the old shoebox trick. You were mentioning 1979 when you were a little kid. Back in the day, you know, they didn't have these eclipse glasses. And everybody used to do the shoebox trick or the cereal box trick where you take a cereal paper plate. You punch a pinhole in it. You open it up. You have another paper plate. You look at the sun shining on that paper plate, the shadow, and you can see the eclipse happening. Yeah. I will tell you the problem with that. The problem with that is you will watch that little shadow, and then you will turn around and you will look at the sun.
Because curiosity is going to get you.
Yeah, curiosity killed the cat. So that's the thing. You can do that, and that's probably your best bet if you don't have the glasses. But, you know, I think if you're with people, you're at a party, you're at a viewing area, you're at a park. So many people have glasses. I think you can just ask, hey, can I borrow yours for like 30 seconds?
They only got 3 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
They're
not going to give up their glasses.
And just ask. So if you're looking this morning, I check some of the big box stores. I check hardware stores. You may be able to still find some pairs. Someone told me they just found them over the weekend at Menards. And that wouldn't be a place like Lowe's that I would normally think would have them. So
save big money at Menards.
Yeah, think outside the box.
Yeah, why not?
You may be able to get some eclipse glasses today. Make sure, by the way, the eclipse glasses have that ISO seal. Do yours here have the ISO?
Where do I find it? Here, I'm going to give them to you. Let you inspect them. You tell me.
There it is. On the inside, ISO certified. These are official eclipse glasses.
Okay.
They are safe. Watch out for the counterfeits that don't have the ISO. If yours don't say ISO on them, I would limit the amount of time you look through them because chances are they're not strong enough, fully approved.
Right.
So I say, don't waste your money. And hey, happy Eclipse Day.
Happy Eclipse Day. John. I saw your Jennifer Ketchmark was out at a location of Totality this morning.
She's Miami University.
So I imagine members of your team will be out and about all over the place.
We have people up in, I think, Batesville, Indiana. We are spread out. WCPO9 is on the scene.
Got it covered.
They just told us that we shouldn't be holding our phones, like we shouldn't take pictures of it because it could ruin the lenses on our phone. Is that what you said?
A quick picture, they say, might be okay. But we talked to Dean Regas a couple of weeks ago. He used to run the observatory. And he said he suggests putting either sunglasses or even eclipse glasses over camera the lens. On your phone. Because you don't want to shoot a 30-second video of your phone of the sun.
Especially with those expensive TV cameras you guys use.
Yeah, oh yeah, it'll burn in. I mean, you'll shoot video tomorrow. You know, you'll say, I'm gonna do a TikTok video tomorrow. And it's like, what's that weird circle? And it's burnt in.
All right. What are you working on for tonight? Or is it going to be eclipse related as well?
Oh, we're all eclipse. And I'm actually looking at the eclipse economy. How much is boosting the economy? I heard you mention that. Also, how much productivity is being lost today?
Oh, yeah. Nobody's getting anything done today. All right. We'll see you tonight, John. It is 7:46 with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Weather-wise, we started off with clouds this morning. I don't know. I don't see any clouds. I'm looking out the window toward Oakley Station. I don't see any.
Yeah.
Unless there are some on the other side of the building I can't see. But, that's, I guess, encouraging for later. They were forecasting some filtered sun around eclipse time, but I suppose that's better than nothing. High of 74.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money, up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Horses have mullets. I just realized that recently. I didn't know horses. Those are mullets. This is a very long mullet on the horse, you know? Makes a lot of sense. You know, horses, you know, they're country folk, really. Not the most educated animal, I'd say, the horse. So, yeah, kind of, plus, with those teeth, I do think it goes together, like the hair and the teeth. People have told me to hold my horses so many times in my life. And not once have they later had the courtesy to say, hey, by the way, you can release your horses. It's good. I'm holding hundreds of horses through my life, you know? Please, let me release. I think that concludes the horse portion of my show for tonight. So, yeah. Thank you.
Now, more of the Jeff and Jen Morning Show. More of the Jeff and Jen Morning Show.
So, a little clip from Dimitri Martin's Netflix special, Dimitri Deconstructed. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Yeah, they were saying a solar eclipse can cause a sunset-like glow in every direction called a 360-degree sunset. That's kind of neat.
That is cool.
Which you might notice during the 2024 eclipse. That effect is caused by light from the sun in areas outside of the path of the total eclipse. I kind of feel like it's one of those things where there's not really a bad seat in the house.
Yeah.
As long as, you know, you don't have, like, dark, thick, cloudy skies and rain.
Yep. We're not supposed to have that, so... That's good.
There's even a town in Texas called Eclipse, Texas. That's a real town, a real place. And they will see a 94% partial solar eclipse. Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't stress, like, if this was something you really wanted to see, but you're not in the so-called path of totality, I think it's still going to be a pretty great show.
Yeah, I think so, too. We'll find out very soon.
We'll find out. Hey, Alexa, you got any more last-minute tips for viewing the eclipse today?
Here are a few more tips for viewing the eclipse. An eclipse of this magnitude won't happen in the United States again for 20 years. So by all means, only look at it through your smartphone. Here's another tip. Although not as impressive, Your uncle with the mullet will also be holding viewings of his Mitsubishi Eclipse. Or, try this. If you miss the path of totality, don't worry. A band with the same name is playing at Coachella on Friday.
Oh. That's
and cool. The eclipse can cause uncharacteristic behavior in pets.
Like?
Don't be surprised if your dog howls. Or if your cat shows affection. Good luck watching the eclipse and try not to go blind.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll do our best.
Not sure how helpful that actually was, but...
Q! Sometimes the first date seals your fate. It's the second date update with Jeff and Jen on Q102.
When are we going on our second date? You said you'd call me. How long should I wait?
Lauren is looking for a second date update with Cindy, and we're going to try to help her out. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent.
So good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. And let's try to get you a second or, I don't know, third date. What's the story with Cindy?
Well, I'm hoping for a second date. So I met her online, and we went out just once, and it was just lunch, actually. It was just over an hour, but it was really good. And she's one of those people that I felt like I've known her forever. You know, like within the first couple of minutes, I was like, oh, I want to spend more time with her. And yeah. She was funny and smart. And most of all, like just really easy to talk to. And we had a lot in common and similar like backgrounds. And we just laughed a lot and the conversation flowed. And I mean, everything was good. It was just great. I can't imagine that anything went wrong unless maybe she's dating other people or something, but it was just a short meeting in the middle of the day and we didn't even have alcohol. There were no awkward moments. And then at the end I said, hey, can I call you later? You know, maybe see you again. And she was like, sounds great. So I waited a day and I sent her a text. I had a great time and I didn't hear anything. I called once and just nothing.
I love those meetings, though, where you meet someone and you feel like you've known them forever.
I know.
That's the best.
I know.
And I'm not convinced you haven't known them forever in some other plane or universe.
In another lifetime.
Universe in another lifetime. Yeah, those are the best.
Past lives, Jeff. Past lives.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Your favorite movie.
Yes. And no awkward moments. Lots of laughter. I love it. So she didn't respond to the text or the call.
No, she didn't. But, you know, she's a catch. So maybe she's just, you know, maybe something's working out with someone else. But I just was so excited. And I'd really like to see what happened and still kind of possibly get another date.
Sure.
That's the goal.
Yes. Worth seeing through this one.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Cindy and see what information we can extract from her. Her overall vibe. The second date update continues next with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Sometimes the first date seals your fate. It's the second date update with Jeff and Jen on Q102.
When are we going on our second date?
Lauren said Cindy is one of those people where you meet her and you feel like you've known her forever. And I'll bet not everyone feels that way about Cindy when they first meet her, because they're probably just different people.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an individual thing, right?
Certainly.
We're not really sure why Cindy didn't return her text or phone call. It was a pretty casual lunch. The other great thing about this is that there was no alcohol involved. So you didn't have the goggles. You're not remembering it better than maybe it really went down.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to call Cindy and see if maybe we can get a dinner date together or something. See if she's
that would be so nice.
See what she's been up to.
Hello?
Hi, is this Cindy?
Yes, who's this?
Just the person we're looking for. Cindy, it's Jeff and Jen, along with Fritch and Tim at Q102. How are you?
Morning. Hello.
Oh, my God.
We're all here.
The whole crew.
And we got you on speakerphone. Hi.
What's going on?
We spoke with someone this morning who said when they met you, she felt like she had known you forever.
Uh-huh.
And just talking to you on the phone, I feel like I've known you forever.
In just a few words.
What are you guys talking about?
Okay, so we got a phone call from your friend Lauren, who you met online and you had lunch with recently.
Oh, okay. She called you guys?
Yes, and she was telling us about your lovely lunch, what a fun person you are, and how much she enjoyed meeting you. And she said it felt like she had known you forever. I guess you guys have similar backgrounds, and sounded like a laughter-filled lunch.
Wow, okay. I don't even know what to say right now.
Well, nothing. She would just like to see you again. We don't know if you're currently dating other people, if you're out on the circuit.
The circuit. That's funny.
Just because you haven't called her back, I guess she reached out once or twice and you haven't returned. So is that just how you are, or are you intentionally avoiding her?
So it actually really has nothing to do with her so much. She's great. Like, I liked her, and I can't really say anything negative about her, you know, right, as a person. It's just, she has a nose ring, which is fine. It's not that, like, I don't like the look.
Yes.
It's just, I don't want to be in a relationship with someone who has one, because there's a certain act that I enjoy, and a nose ring can make that complicated.
Okay. Is this not something that can be removed? It's, for those moments?
I think you can, but it's really hard to, like, put it back in, and something like that area really closes up.
Mm.
I don't know. I've never had one, but I know people that have.
Gotcha. You really think ahead, Cindy.
It must have happened to her. There must be
She's scarred. She's got a trauma.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There must be some past trauma there.
Yeah. She's learned the hard way.
You know, from experience. Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay. Could she swap it out with something that would be less likely to snag?
Well, let's ask her.
You there, Lauren?
I am.
Lauren's head is spinning. She's like, this is it?
Yeah, I didn't see this one coming at all. I didn't even think that there could be issues, honestly. I just had it done, and I've always wanted to do it. It was kind of on my bucket list. I really had to work my way up to it, and certain jobs I had when I was younger, I was like, oh, it's not appropriate to wear. But now I work remote and I really love it. Just so you guys know, it's in my septum. So the ring I have actually kind of goes crossed through, and does have kind of like ridges or like, they're not sharp, but they look like they could be sharp. But right now, Cindy, oh my gosh, I really like you. It took me so long to get up the courage to get it. So I don't want to give it up in case this doesn't turn into something. And I don't know if it will close again. I just don't want to then have to redo and get in the wrong
spot. I feel like this is a perfect opportunity to try out the rule of Fran.
No, here we go. With the septum, though, you just stick it up in. Because I have friends that can't have it at their work. You just flip, you just roll it in, and it goes up in your nose,
and you're
free. Or is it
too big that it won't?
No, yeah. It goes around. It's like, it's almost like around your ear, but around the septum. So it's between my nostrils. It goes from one to the other side.
Oh, wow.
One continuous circle.
Well, we'll take
I know it's hard to visualize, but look up, like, Google nose ring septum, and then you'll see maybe what I'm talking about, but I know what you mean. If it was separated, I could just flip it up, but it's actually one continuous ring. It's kind of decorative too, but Cindy, you're such a great girl. How about, could we hang out as friends? And then if we start to go, cause I think you'd be an amazing friend even without a relationship,
like,
but maybe if we start to go, wow, we're really connecting, and we're really, and then we have a lot of tension, and we're like, let's really, like, get serious and date just each other. Like, if it's progressive, I can take it out. And, you know, honestly, I'd rather have a great relationship with you than a nose ring, but not if maybe we're just casual. And yeah, could we try that out?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's fair. I mean, because if she's willing to give it up for a relationship, well, let's make sure that the relationship is a possibility.
I'm shopping online here for nose rings that might be less problematic.
Jeff is thinking you should get a smaller ring. Like, maybe you have more of, like, the one that looks like the bowl.
Yeah, this
and now
is.
Now you need something. A
I mean, it's
more
not as ornate.
Petite.
It's a plain hoop, but it might work.
Amazon.com.
There you go. I'm just throwing stuff out there. You know, we all like to have
take
options.
Take it from Jeff, the septum expert.
That's me. All right, guys. Well, this is good, I guess.
Have you ever even had anything pierced, Jeff?
Hold that thought. What did you start to say, Lauren?
At least it wasn't like she didn't like the look on me. But I guess.
Oh, no.
It's functional. Yeah.
You look good, girl.
I asked Jeff if you have ever had anything pierced.
Have I ever had? No.
Not that we know of.
I can promise you I haven't.
Tim?
No.
Oh, wow. You guys are hole free and untatted?
Wow. Yeah.
All American boys
so clean.
Here.
Well, we don't want anything getting in the way.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.